Current state on 90.5 WKAR. We've all heard of 6 degrees of separation, the idea that everyone in the world is connected through chains of acquaintance. Our next guest, Bugsy Sailor, believes that with social media, the degrees separating people are even smaller, closer to 5 or 4 degrees of separation. Bugsy decided to put his theory to the test. In 2010, as a New Year's resolution, he launched Beer with Branson, an online social experiment to see if his connections could land him a beer with one of his idols, Virgin Group founder and billionaire Richard Branson. His experiment was a success. A few weeks ago, Bugsy, a Michigan State alum and the founder of Upersteez, sat down to have a beer with Sir Richard Charles Nicholas Branson. Current state's Emmanuel Berry talked with him about reaching his goal.
So how did the project Beer with Branson come to be?
I started Beer with Branson in late 2009. I was just kind of thinking to myself, if I could have a beer with anybody, who would it be? And Richard Branson came to mind. And then it was a little while later, I was thinking of a New Year's resolution, and I was thinking, might as well make it a year-long goal to have a beer with Richard Branson.
And why Richard Branson? Why does he come to mind for you?
Well, I've always admired his entrepreneurial skills and history. He's done so much from Virgin Records and Virgin Airlines, Virgin Mobile, and he's always kind of gone after kind of bigger existing conglomerates and given them a new twist with his brand. And then he's always had this adventurous side, you know, trying to circumnavigate the world in a hot air balloon and trying to do a world record across the Atlantic Ocean in a boat. Just this attitude and kind of brand and, you know, his personality of can do anything. And, you know, if you have a crazy idea, you know, just going for it.
Do you feel like you share that can do anything kind of attitude with him?
I would hope so. It's done pretty well for him. So I think it's done pretty well for myself so far as well. You know, I think it's what I've learned over the couple of years. It's with other projects, you know, if you take something and just, you know, put your time and effort into it, you know, you can make something from nothing. And, you know, that's what I try to do with anything I'm going after.
So you have this goal. How did you go about trying to make it a reality? I mean, what strategies were you using to try and set up this date with Richard Branson?
So I launched it January 1st, 2010. I launched beerwithbranson.com. And the big push was social media, primarily Twitter and Facebook. And there was sort of an overarching theme of the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon concept. And that today, with social media and technology and the web, that 6 degrees is probably more like 5 or 4 degrees of separation. So one of the things I first asked myself was, through social media, can I find a connection to Richard Branson that's closer than I realized that I wouldn't know if I hadn't done this campaign? So it was, you know, spread the word as much as I can. I kind of blogged about it a little bit here and there and tried to get the attention of the Virgin company and you know, anybody who was willing to listen.
So it didn't happen right away. A couple of years passed without you meeting. I mean, did you ever have any close encounters during that time period?
So I had some good buzz right from the gate, but nothing extremely promising right away. There are some fun connections. A couple of them to mention were I met a guy who used to deliver pizza to Richard Branson decades ago. And then I was able to get in touch with a guy who won a Richard Branson lookalike contest. that contest was actually sponsored by Virgin. But I figured, well, if I can't meet Richard Branson, I can go have a guy with a lookalike and, you know, make it look like I had a beer with Richard Branson.
So just not too long ago, you had the opportunity to have your beer with Branson, your wish come true, I guess. How did that meeting come to be? How did you finally make it work?
So it was a long road of patience and persistence, I suppose. After that initial buzz in 2014, I kind of had a job change in my personal life. You know, Beer with Branson kind of got pushed on the back burner. And eventually I kind of thought, instead of making this a year-long goal, let's just kind of put this on the the bucket list for life of having a beer with Richard Branson. And several years passed, and all of a sudden I'm in January or February of this year, and I get an email from one of my friends saying that Richard Branson's going to be in Grand Rapids speaking at the Grand Rapids Economic Club. At this point, I'm beyond excited, thinking that he's coming to my home state. This is the best chance to make it happen. And on top of that, having a beer in Michigan has never been more relevant with the entrepreneurship that's blossomed in Michigan in the last few years, and especially the brewing industry. And then him being in Grand Rapids, which is Beer City, USA, I was like, this has to happen here in Michigan. How do I do it? So kind of relaunched the campaign at the beginning of May only, and wanting to have the, you know, maximum peak of buzz just before he got to Michigan. And once again, I got a little bit of buzz online, got a little bit of social media posts, but no promising leads. And I reached out to another notorious native of Grand Rapids, Rob Bliss, who's done a number of stunts himself, including the Pure Michigan video and Grand Rapids lip sync video. So I reached out to him, and he was gracious enough to, you know, kind of post it to his Facebook and Twitter. And he got a response on there from one of the reporters in Grand Rapids, who then introduced me to the executive director at the Grand Rapids Economic Club, Lorna Schultz, who eventually put me in touch with Richard Branson's people and kind of played it from there. So if you followed all that, that was kind of the final connection that made it happen, which really, if, you know, these aren't people that know Richard Branson personally, but in the end, it was from me to Rob Bliss to Steve Zagman to Lorna Schultz to Richard Branson. So that's four people.
You know, so four degrees.
I was impressed. So in one instance, I suppose my theory worked out.
So what was it like? I mean, was it what you expected to sit down and have a beer with him?
It was a great moment. I won't lie. It was very brief and very short, a little anticlimactic, but it's okay. You know, kind of knowing the circumstances, there's a big black tie event, and knowing that I had to catch him here in Michigan. But I was sure to have a couple Michigan brews on hand.
What did you drink?
Yeah, I had one from the Upper Peninsula. I wanted to represent home, and the closest brewery to home is the Keweenaw Brewing Company in Houghton. So I had a Keweenaw Widowmaker, and then being in Grand Rapids, I represented Founders as well and had the Founders Dirty Bastard beer. So poured one of each. It was the best beer I've had in a long, long time. It was refreshing in many respects. And, you know, I was able to ask a couple questions. And, you know, the kind of the personality you see of Richard Branson in the media and on TV, you know, it's kind of the same in person, you know, that, you know, kind of eccentric guy and, you know, kind of fun and outgoing.
You said you had the chance to ask him a couple of questions. What did you ask him?
I started, you know, kind of explaining the idea of this whole campaign, and, you know, and I was delighted to hear that his staff had heard of beerwithbranson.com in the past, and I don't know at what point that was. So he congratulated me on that, and I kind of asked him, you know, if he could have a beer with anybody, who would it be? The idea being that, okay, maybe next I'll go and try and have a beer with that person. Mm-hmm. However, that idea died pretty quick as, you know, his answer was, I'd like to have a beer with a young entrepreneur like you. So we had a nice little photo opportunity there, and, you know, it'll be a photo that might be on my fireplace mantle for years to come.
So when you're not having beers with billionaires, what other projects are you working on?
So I've done a series of projects now, and, you know, this definitely won't be the last. It's so much of it dates back to my undergrad years at Michigan State, and when I kind of got inspired to do some of these things. And the first one after graduating from MSU is I took a year-long road trip across the country. And I guess that was kind of in the spirit of some of Richard Branson's greater adventures of, you know, traversing the earth and whatnot. Not quite as grand, but getting there. And in 2006 and 07, I stayed with over 100 households of strangers, kind of documenting my journey across America, seeing a cross-section of the country. So that was inspiring, to say the least. I kind of got back to the UP. I was actually inspired by all the T-shirts I collected in almost all 50 states. So being back in the UP, I was like, well, how can I kind of replicate something here? So I started Ubersteez at that time as a kind of Upper Peninsula apparel brand and blog to kind of put the UP in a good light and whatnot.
You'll have to okay, what does steez mean?
So steez, which is spelled S-T-E-E-Z, is actually a combination of the word style with ease.
Oh, okay.
I think it kind of comes from a lot of the snowboard, skateboard, surf culture. Mm-hmm. But it's actually, steez isn't actually necessarily related to tees, you know, which I sell a lot of on the website.
So beyond having a beer with your idol, what do you think you've gained from this experience?
You know, I was really excited to see the response from everybody. It was overwhelmingly supportive, and everybody was excited to see it finally happen. And I think people just kind of got this message that here's some guy that took a crazy idea and made it happen. And it took a lot of, you know, it took over 4 years to do. And I think this shows the people that, you know, if you have patience and persistence and, you know, you really put your best foot forward into pursuing something, that you can really make it happen. And that's kind of what I always want to say to kids and college kids these days, is that if you have an idea, go for it. And I think in kind of daily conversation, things come up all the time where we kind of ask ourselves these hypothetical if questions, but we rarely pursue them. And it's impossible to pursue them all, but I want to see more people kind of, you know, pluck one of those ideas they think is the best and to run with it.
So you've accomplished your goal. You had a beer with Richard Branson. Any future plans to have another beer with other idols?
Well, I can't release too many details yet, but I would definitely like to make a series out of Beer with Branson. I might call it something like Things with People.
okay.
So meaning that it won't necessarily be a beer. You know, it could be a lot of different things. Maybe it'll be line dancing with somebody. Who knows? But it's to be continued, and hopefully many adventures down the road.
Well, Bugsy, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you. Thanks so much for your time, and congratulations on accomplishing your goal.
Thank you. Have fun out there.
Bugsy Sailor is an MSU alum who successfully completed his mission to have a beer with Richard Branson. He's also the founder of Ubersteez and Latter Day.